thanks for tuning in and welcome to the first episode of Three Girls, One Mic. It's your girl Amanda and I'm here with Camilla and Angela, and today we'll be giving our thoughts on hookups. So today, out of curiosity, I went on Urban Dictionary and searched what a hookup technically is. And what they gave me was receiving good service as a favor, to make out with somebody, or to have sex with somebody. What do you guys think a hookup is? Your definition of a hookup?
I think even kissing is hookup. If I say I hook up with someone, that doesn't mean I had sex with them.
Yeah. Really? I feel like when I thought hooking up was just kissing, I was like 13 years old.
But like, okay, what do you say if you just hook up with someone at a club and you tell someone you're just going to say,
I made out, I guess.
I guess
because if you tell me you hooked up with someone, I'm going to automatically assume you had sex.
That's a funny. Good
point. And I don't want to have to ask you like, oh, so does that mean you really had sex? Like, I think that's a little...
You're just going to assume?
Yeah, I'm just going to assume.
So you assume I had sex with a lot of people? Because I was like, yeah, hook up with this person.
Yeah, maybe.
So now we know when Angela says she hooked up with somebody,
she too went all the way.
And if I say that, it doesn't really mean, so you have to ask me again.
Yeah, because I don't think if I hook up with somebody, I can just make out with them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll make sure to ask now.
All the details. Like, do you go out and you think, today I'm going to hook up with someone? Or it just happens naturally? Like, did you ever plan on going out already? Like, I'm going to find someone? Or it always just happens?
I don't know. I don't think all the time. But I think sometimes you do go out with second intentions. Like, no, tonight.
One day you go out.
If you're wearing your good underwear. And you shaved, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, and if you have a matching bra and panties.
Oh, yeah. You went out with second intentions. Yes,
but definitely. It's the saddest thing ever. When you go out with second intentions, put on your best bra and undies, shave your legs.
Yeah.
Make sure you're on point. Yeah. And nothing happens. I get home
so sad. You know
so
when you go
sad.
To the mall with like a lot of money, like, hey, I'm going to buy this hot outfit and this and that, and you don't find anything, and you come back like so depressed.
Same feeling.
Yeah. And it's the same feeling when you go to the mall, you don't have no money, and you see all the cute stuff. It's like when you're a boy with a cute guy and you didn't shave or have like a worse underwear or your period, and you're just like, oh.
That's when you turn the lights off. Make sure he doesn't touch you too much. Let it go down.
Okay, so when you do go out on your manhunt, what is it that first attracts you to the guy?
I have to say how he's dressed. I like clean guy and...
Clean guys. Clean showers guy. Are important. It's funny because I feel like I like the... Actually, no. I like the opposite. No, it's not that I like the opposite. It's like what brings my attention is always that guy,
like the grungy guy.
Yes, exactly. So it's not they're not out. Like, I don't know if they're really dirty. I hope not. I think they just look dirty, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they just like kind of like sweat a little bit. You know, the hair's a little messy.
Yeah, I know what you
like
mean.
Hard worker men.
I guess I'd say like pretty boys more.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right, so like if you see a guy, you spot the guy, and that's the guy, and how do you bring his attention? Like, how do you get him to notice you?
Well, I'll never walk up to a guy first.
No, I like to just look, keep looking, you know, you give him that eye, and then like you look away and just start talking to your friends like you don't care.
I call that the shoulder. You just kind of look over your shoulder and just like blink a couple times.
Blink. You're standing down.
Can't just flip your hair a little bit.
I have no hair, so that's why I do the shoulder, because I have no hair. Just don't throw my shoulder around.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So would any of us actually be the type to go up to the guy and be like, hey, what's your name? Like, be the one to approach and start the conversation.
Well, I'll buy them a drink. I wouldn't go up to him. That would be, like, too much. I would tell the bartender to, like, give him a beer or something, and that's it. I mean, I don't know. I'll do that.
Yeah. No, I think I'd rather a guy come up to me. That's why I just look like, okay, you know, that's your sign.
And then if he doesn't notice, because I feel like sometimes guys are slow and they don't notice.
Yeah, that's true.
But what if you've been eyeing him and he's been eyeing you too and he doesn't come up to you? Like, do you take that as him not being interested, or do you just, like... I don't know, because I would feel like that's, like, a miss. I mean, I would never go up to the guy, but I'll feel shitty
but
at the end of the night.
But see, that's, like, the guy will never not even thank a girl for a drink. I don't even know a married guy that wouldn't at least say thank you, and then you realize he's married, and then he's like, I don't think a guy, that's, like, a girl thing, to get a drink and just, like, walk away and ignore.
Yeah.
I think a guy would just, like, go across the bar and be like, thank you, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess buying a drink is a good idea if he doesn't. If
he's
like a shy guy.
Girls buy drink, like drunk girls when you go to raves. Everybody just loves everybody. Mm-hmm. And girls, you'll be at a bar, just be like, oh my God, you gorgeous. Get her a beer. And then that's it.
Like, I bought a guy a drink before, but he was a gay guy that I was talking to at the, it was like a bar, having fun with him. And I bought him a shot because I was taking a shot myself. I'm not going to take a shot by myself.
Yeah, see, you bought a drink as a friend. Doesn't really have to say, like, you know.
But not like, bartender, send that guy a drink over there. Tell him it's for me. Yeah. I don't know.
So, you got the guy, and do you bring him home, or do you go to his place?
See, I wouldn't bring him home. Just because, like, the morning, you never know. He might be a clingy guy. You might have just did exactly what he liked, and he wants to stay for breakfast, and maybe you don't want to. Maybe, you know, like, you felt like, no.
Yeah, you don't want
to be alone.
Waking
I want
up at your place and knowing your address.
Yeah, when
you don't
stay
need
at his house, you just get up
smart,
and go.
But every time I hooked up with somebody, it's been in my home. So, I don't know.
You just get stuck with them.
Yeah, but no, it's never happened that they've been clingy and, like, I gotta kick them out. You know what I mean? It's like we wake up, get dressed, and leave. Like,
oh, okay, well, you've had good scenarios. At least you didn't bring home a stalker.
Thank God. Yes.
Okay, so after you do stay the night, well, Amanda doesn't stay the night, but when you do, you always have to do the walk of shame.
Oh, yeah.
What's your worst walk of shame?
I never had a walk of shame, so Camilla?
Nothing. My walk of shame is really bad because it's those kind of walk of shames that nobody watches you, nobody's looking at you, but you feel the shame on your own, by yourself. That's shameful.
That's worse.
Yes, because he wasn't at a club. I was just home doing nothing. I think it was like messenger times. And this guy, we hooked up before, and he said he had some people over his apartment and they drinking, whatever. But I lived really far and it was expensive and I was broke. And like the cab would be expensive to get to his house. It was like around $50. And I'm like, fuck that. But he's like, you know what? I'll pay for your ride here. And he's rich and shit. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm trying to drink and turn it off. He's having a party, whatever. So I get there. It's just him and his friend. That's it. So I'm like, okay, that's awkward. But then drinking some wine. And I'm thinking, okay, wine. Okay, we can just sit down and drink some wine. But then the friend goes to sleep. And then me and him start hooking up. And then we talk. I'm like, oh, I gotta go. And he's like, well, I drive you home in the morning on my way to work. So I'm like, okay. So wake up the next day. Mind you, he's a lawyer. So he's dressed up in, like, his suit and stuff, and I'm dressed up on, like, my party clothes on. And we're driving, and he stops at one of those cab point stop kind of things. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to have enough time to drive you home. My house, it is far, but come on, you know? So he gives me, like, $100. And just, like, get out of the car, and I'm just thinking, like, this is so shameful.
He just paid for you.
He just paid for me. And, like, you know, like, now I didn't. I took a cab. I was home with $50. I had fun. It was great sex, good wine. I wasn't complaining too much.
I mean, as long as you're winning in the end. Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I had a bad walk of shame. I had to walk through his whole entire family in the morning. And I had never met these people a day in my life. So I just feel like those walk of shames, like, I just felt so bad, like, felt like a whore. Like, these people are just looking at me like,
yep,
look at you, snuck in the middle of the
night.
Did
they always stare at you?
Of course. And I'm like,
they had no idea you were down there.
No idea whatsoever. So everyone's just looking like, and I'm just walking. I'm not looking anyone in the face. I'm just looking at the floor and I'm just trying to walk and I'm not trying to say hi to nobody.
Oh,
I don't want no one to see my face.
You're feeling the shame too.
No, it was horrible. It's just like you feel all these eyes just burning on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not people, like, irrelevant. It's family.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, God. But, okay, so I have a game. Each of us is going to come up with a scenario, and the other two have to say whether they'll accept the person or reject the person. It's called accept or reject.
All right.
All right. So, picture this. Meet the guy at the club, the bar, whatever, having fun, really feel nice chemistry, things are getting heated. He asks you to go to his place. Okay, okay. So you go. Things start getting heated in there again. You know, you start building up. It's a steamy
night. Usher's on.
Usher's playing in the background. You know, he's on top of you. Everything is going great. And he starts moaning like a girl on top of you. Do you accept the moan or reject the man?
I'll take him. I'll talk him out of it. I'm like, honey, let's change this.
No, I think that kills the mood immediately. It's just like, no, get off me. Like, this is over. Like, really? I don't even want.
But
no.
It's that good. Like, I was getting it. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling it, girl. No, I think you can try to talk him out of it. And if it doesn't stop, it's just like, okay, enough. Gotta go.
Yeah, I would try to accept it. I'd be like, shh, shh, cover his mouth, start kissing him.
The sexy finger. Like, shh, don't say anything.
But I mean, I think that at the end of the day, like, if your moan is that noticeable, because if you're in the moment, you don't really notice the moan. Because I've had people who heard me and somebody have sex, and they tell me that the guy's grunting on top of me, and I don't hear it. So, but if it's that noticeable,
that's true.
It might just be a desert. Yeah. All of a sudden, you know. That's what true. I mean? So when that happens,
no, I think
if you hear it, because it's awkward and it's not the man.
I think that immediately kills the moment, and it doesn't matter how steamy it was, you can't get back to being that steamy anymore.
Yeah.
<It's> over.
So yeah. Angela, okay. You go now.
Okay. So you go home with the guy, you've been eyeing him all night at the club, and you know, you guys are in his room, and you know, you start going down on him, but things aren't smelling too great. Mm. What do you do? Do you accept or reject?
I wish anybody could see me in this face. She's like, girl, I've been through this.
Oh my God. She definitely can't look like she's been through this. We're about to get a personal experience.
You know, oh my God. Pain.
This question was for her.
That one is definitely like, unless he's like somebody you're really trying to impress, you might want to keep doing that, but
that's
an automatic reject.
The funk isn't enough for her to reject.
That's why she made that face. Because she
went all through
the way.
She went all the way.
I'm doing this for you, babe. I love you.
But no, I'm sorry. That's an automatic reject.
No, reject your ass out of here.
If you don't smell right, oh my God, I can only imagine the things that are going on down there, and I don't want that anywhere
near my
mouth.
Throw some disease, you know, like, no.
Not even, it's just, you obviously haven't showered. Things are sweaty. Ew, that's disgusting.
I mean, if you guys
been
dancing
all
night. I mean, no, you can't.
But like, come on, you're not, why are you giving head after a dance in a club?
That's true. That's true. I mean, but you can lay it out. Like, you could be like, let's get in the shower.
Sure, that's a good move.
You know, it's sexy in the shower. Play it off that way and soap him up first.
That's
then
a good come on. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, okay. So, you're out, bar, club, whatever. You're having fun. You're turning up. You won the hooked up. Like, you went on the manhunt, you found the perfect guy, he's cute, you guys are drunk, you're going home to his place, and then on his way to his house, his phone rings or a text, whatever, and you know it's a girlfriend. Somehow, like, the kissy face, or my girl, whatever. Like, what do you do? It's like, you just can pretend you're drunk or whatever, nobody's gonna know, or you can't do it, and you just eject, or you just go home with him. Accept or reject.
I'm probably gonna reject, because if it's a girlfriend, this girl is probably crazy. She's probably gonna come to the house. He's been out all night. She's gonna be like, you have another girl in here? No, yeah. I don't have time for drama. I like my shit nice and simple. I don't like messy stuff.
Yeah, I think so,
too. I think it's too messy of a situation.
Yeah, I don't care how hot the guy is. I'll just let it go. Right. Karma is not worth it.
No, I not mean, at all.
I guess I have to disagree with you guys because if I'm, like, drunk, I don't care. Like, okay, I would never start a relationship with the guy who has a girlfriend.
Right.
But hooking up with somebody and then has... You never know if it's a crazy ex-girlfriend that's or true. Something, you, but you, I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, I
I've never
say,
been in that situation, so I would like to think I would be a good human and I go home with him, but, you know...
I mean, I've been rejected because of that. Like, I was on a date and the person that I was trying to leave kept calling my phone back to back to back. And then from that point on, I could tell that me and the person I was on the date with was just like...
Bad.
He rejected me.
Yeah.
But I can say that I would probably just... If I'm in the cab, getting ready to do the nasty, I'm gonna keep going.
Come on. I've done some... Like, we already hooked up. You know, we hooked up. No, we already kissed or whatever. So, you know, let's... Whatever. I guess. Yeah. All right, guys. We're running out of time, but we'll be back next week, Sunday at 9 p.m. So...
You'll have to stay tuned to know what we're talking about next week.
Yeah, good night, guys.
Good night.